Here we go.
I don't really care about the facts and details.
Yo! Come on!
Welcome, everyone, to episode 10 of Think Big, Think Loud with Livingston and Selby. I'm Livingston.
And I'm Selby.
And we have a guest today, Billy from the podcast DJ Wentz, which is a Spotify music podcast. I'm really liking what you're doing with that. This is Billy. Billy, say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone. I appreciate that intro, Joey. I like what I'm doing too. It's something new.
Yeah, it's I really like what Spotify has done for its podcasters by allowing them to do the music podcast as well. And I really enjoy doing those. I like what you've done with yours, DJ Wentz. We're just going to call you Billy.
That works. Yep. A little less confusing.
You know, people don't know this. We've recorded quite a bit today already, but we're doing a lot in one day, basically trying to knock July out of the way because my podcast partner, Lynn, is getting married on July 23rd. So we're trying to free the month up for him by knocking out a lot of episodes today. So that's what we're doing. And that's why you're here, Billy.
Thank you, Billy. Just glad to be here.
I met Billy where I used to work, and he's since moved on as well, doing a different position. But I think he somewhat enjoys a little better than he did the other position.
Oh, yeah, I think we both moved on to bigger and better things.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. And Lynn is also moved on. He just retired from his former job and is taking on a new adventure. So I think we're all in better places. I don't know. I enjoy doing the podcast, and I think you enjoy it as well, Billy. At least that's my inclination from listening to your show anyway.
I'm definitely having fun with it.
Yeah. And the music ones are a blast because you can do whatever you want, basically,
right?
As far as playing what you want. And I think that's what makes it fun, is because you're not limited in listening to anyone. You can listen to whatever you want, and you can play as much or as little as you want. So,
yeah, exactly. I agree with what you said as far as, you know, this is Spotify doing this actually helped me out a lot, because I tried a couple different podcast, you know, shows and ideas, and I never really gelled with any of it, even though I enjoyed doing it. The music thing has just been huge for me, and I've always been a music fan. So, you know, why not the two together?
Well, it's not solely what we do, but we like it because it enhances what we do. It allows us to show that side of our personality, because music, you know, I've said it to Lynn before, I think music is a big key part of a person's personality. And to get to show it on Spotify like that, it lends to that side of your personality. You know, like I said, because I think music is a big part of it. So I like that about it. I don't know that that any other platform is doing that. I don't know if Amazon's doing that with their podcasters, or Google is doing it with their music platform. I mean, Google has a music platform too, and I don't know if they're allowing their podcasters to do it, but I like that Spotify has done that. So,
yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah. What's your next one going to be about? Or is your next one with us? Because we're going to come on.
Yes, I'm going to record my next one with y'all, but my next released one is actually going to be a 4th of July special.
Oh, okay. Are you right doing on. Go ahead, Lynn.
I'm just saying right on. 4th of July.
Yeah. Are you doing those types of songs, or are you just playing the songs that you listen to on the 4th?
No, I'm actually going to do some, you know, God Bless America type music.
Oh, okay. Good deal. There are some good songs out there that people have done that I like. So, yeah, I think that'll work out good for you. We tend to fall back into talking about the same type of stuff, you know, each episode. So you'll hear some of that this episode as well, because, I mean, you can only talk so much about music. I would rather listen to music. So we will probably talk about other stuff. Are you going to go back and do any other episodes on your original podcast?
I still have those podcasts open and ready if I want to, but right now, probably not.
Because I was I was enjoying some of the guests you were having. Some of the, because they actually had some real life authors on theirs, Lynn. They were having some really good guests on there. So, I was enjoying that. What about your other guy, the guy that was partners with you on the pen to paper to podcast one? Is he still doing anything or?
No, he's focused now on more working and writing the screenplays with me. He's doing his thing with them and I'm doing mine, and we'll kind of mesh together. Plus, he actually just became a father for the first time a couple weeks ago. So,
congratulations to him.
Okay. So here is my goal. I have one goal, and that which is always for the podcast to be successful. But my goal is, once it's successful, then you can write the screenplay of our life story and how we got to that point of where the podcast became successful. Because I don't want it to come across as sounding conceited, but I've actually thought this out, and I'm like, well, you know, if I think about my individual story and Lynn's, what I know of Lynn's individual story, it could be a really interesting drama. Yep. I mean, especially if you go through the parts with being a prison guard and my parts of being low voltage and all that stuff and everything that happened along that way and all the different stories. I mean, you don't have to tell everything, but you tell the interesting stuff, and then how, you know, now according for in order for this movie to be successful, the podcast has to be successful, so we got to do that first. But I'm saying, if that happened, I think it'd be a good, interesting movie, because I know my story, and I know what would be interesting and what would be dramatic, and I know that Lynn has gone through some stuff, and there would probably be some interesting stuff that could be told there. Obviously, we don't want everything told about our life, but the interesting parts, maybe, yes. But, you know, but I just think that would be it makes me wonder how people that write screenplays, where do their stories come from? Is it happenstance, or do they go looking for these stories? I mean, I know that, like, you're the infidelity one. Where did you guys come up with that?
My partner Devin had a dream, and
like what was his dream about?
Okay, so he had a dream that his girlfriend asked for his PIN number to his debit card or credit card, whatever.
Okay.
And he refused to give it to her. Then all of a sudden he's asleep, and when he wakes up, He runs down the hall, opens the door, and he's in this big infidelity, you know, type game show where he has to give his pen to this person or he dies.
Oh, gosh.
Oh. So it, when he wakes up, he just starts writing things down, and he
comes if you to read the screenplay, it's pretty interesting. I want to see the show because that's what it is. That's what the screenplay is about. It's like this – it's a – game show, but it's called Infidelity, and it's pretty, it's almost like it kind of reminded me of what is that one show they did? It was like a movie or something. It wasn't Saw, it was something like that, like an escape room or something where they had to escape. Was it Saw? Maybe it was Saw.
Yes, it's kind of like Saw,
Yeah, it was like an escape room type movie. That's kind of what it reminds me of, is the Infidelity one. But kind of along the same lines.
An escape room.
What's that?
You couldn't get me to go into an escape room.
Oh, well, I know it. You never know what's
going on. I won't do it.
Yeah, it's what's the point? If unless I designed it myself, and then what's the point? You know,
exactly. No, I got no desire for it.
No,
I can do without.
Just trying to. I just try to escape every situation alive. Regardless, you know, I mean, people don't, if you were to sit down and think about all the things you do throughout the day, and every time you beat getting killed or dying throughout that day, I mean, if you really think about it, it's pretty scary out there. There is so many times where I have been this close to almost dying, almost getting crashed by a semi, or just missing hitting something, you know? And if you really think about it, it can terrify you enough not to even want to leave the house. So I can see why that some people have that, what is it, agoria or whatever that is called, where they won't leave. They're too terrified to leave the house. I can get that. But I just don't think about any of it because if I do, I won't leave the house.
You have to live too.
Yeah, exactly. And things don't scare me like they did when I was younger and didn't know. I know now that it doesn't matter because it could happen to any of us at any time.
Yeah.
Yep.
If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. There is nothing. All you can do is try to be safe. But there's no need to be overbearingly safe about everything because regardless of what you do, accidents happen. It could be someone else's fault altogether. It could be the guy driving down the street that happens to decide to go up on the sidewalk and run you over without you even knowing it happened. So I guess my whole point is, people stress too much about things, and stress is really a pointless practice. You gain nothing from stress other than if it's like, if you're talking about competing for something that brings on stress, you might gain something from that stress because it will allow you to compete at a higher performance or a better rate. But normal stress is stressing over stuff that you can't change does you no good.
Yeah, I know.
You can't control anyway.
Yeah. People need to learn to relax and enjoy their 4th of July. That is what's coming up. We haven't really talked about that much. I know you said you were going to do a 4th of July music one. What other plans you got for the 4th, Billy?
I'll probably just sit at home until the actual 4th, and then we're going to go to my in-law's house and probably grill some burgers and just hang out with my place in cornhole. That's about my week.
Yeah. Right on.
No fireworks?
We might do fireworks. I don't know. My nephew is 14 now.
The older you get, the less desire there is to do anything about that. You know, If you see them, you see them. If you happen to have a firecracker, you'll light it off and throw it or something, maybe. But
why? Unless you live in a state where they're illegal.
I don't.
What?
Unless you live in a state where they're illegal.
Are they illegal in Arizona?
Oh, yeah.
Are they really?
This place is like a freaking matchbox.
Oh, I suppose it is.
One spark and it could just take out the whole northern Arizona.
Year, last year or the year before, I lit off like 300 bottle rockets. And probably a third of them were either duds or misfires. They would fire like 10 feet off the ground and blow up. It's like, but yeah, it's such a way to waste money because people buy tons and tons of fireworks and all you're doing is blowing them up.
Yep. But at least you get some entertainment out of it.
Yeah,
you know?
I guess you get some entertainment out of it. I like the good colorful ones. If the ones
you could be a gambler and go throw your money away in a slot machine or something, and what's the difference?
That's true. It's still colored lights.
Yep.
Yeah, what is it about humans and colored lights? We seem to be attracted to every color of light, regardless of what the situation is. Oh, it's maybe they should just decorate hospitals and doctor's offices in neon colored lights and attract people in so that they actually go in and stay healthy instead of waiting till last minute to go to the doctor.
True. It's not a bad idea.
Or schools, you know, put neon and colored lights on them so people are attracted to go to school. And
they already have the neon colors. They got LGBT pride flags hanging up.
I guess. Everywhere. I guess that's your rainbow.
There's no escape.
That has nothing to do with education. And why it is allowed in schools or allowed to be accepted into schools or tolerated or even talked about, it just blows the mind.
You know, you talk to a coworker about sex, that's sexual harassment.
Yep.
So what makes it okay for teachers to talk to your child in school about sex?
Yeah, without you being there.
Or gender.
You have
relocation.
The fact
it's got no place.
Yeah, you have to put your trust in someone you really don't know to talk to your child about something you really don't want anyone
else.
They're
there to learn math, English, history, that shit. They're not there to learn how to be a fucking queer or be a girl or be a boy or a they, them. They're there to learn.
You know, and I don't want to put it all off on the schools either. Part of that is the problem of the parents as well. If you're not talking to your parents or your kids about that kind of stuff and the school is, then what do you expect?
Well, you shouldn't have to talk to, I mean, if it's not an issue at home,
yes,
you shouldn't have to bring it up. So why does it have to be brought up in school?
That's the thing. It's the school that's bringing it up.
It is.
The parent who may not be ready to talk about it yet. You know?
Yes. You know, my son was fine until he went to school and now he wants to be a girl. What?
Yeah.
You know, because you got these LGBT teachers that are pushing this on our children.
Well, any young person is influential. They can all be influenced.
Oh, very much so. They're so naive. You know?
And
when they glamorize it and
when it gets locked into their train or pattern of thought, nothing can change it.
Right.
It's very difficult to change it. Especially when it's learned that early and that young.
Right.
It's very difficult to change stuff like that. I mean, I learned stuff when I was a kid that I know is absolutely true or untrue. But I still have a hard time believing that it's untrue.
like what?
Well, I mean, even I'm trying to think of it. I was just thinking about this, too, and I had written down a couple of examples of stuff that I knew that was absolutely untrue, but was told that it was true. Well, the prime examples. stuff like Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus, but I know that's untrue. But I mean, there's stuff that I still have difficulty believing that could possibly be untrue that I was drilling in my head. And a lot of that's religion. I mean, you know, they still teach it that when you die, you go to heaven. It says that nowhere in the Bible.
Nope, sure doesn't. You go to sleep until Jesus' great return.
Yeah. It doesn't say anywhere in the Bible that you go to heaven when you die.
Nope.
That was created by the church.
Moses did. Isaac did. Enoch did. But Enoch didn't have to die to go to heaven.
That's if you believe what's in the Bible.
Well, Enoch's not in the Bible.
I know.
And Enoch should be in the Bible.
That's one of the things, like, you know, we've talked about this before. That's one of the things that kind of screws me up with the Bible is they took books out.
Had they left some books in, it probably would have had a better understanding.
And maybe not all books were considered to be inspired by God, and that's why they left them out. But who are they to say?
Well, how could Enoch not, the book of Enoch, not be inspired by God when he went to heaven and walked with God in heaven?
I don't know. This is what I'm talking about. Things that were drilled into my head when I was a child, and I don't believe any of them now. I know they're untrue, but I still have a hard time believing that they're untrue. We have been lied to since the day we were born about everything, and that not intentionally, not necessarily right. Intentionally. It's just that our parents didn't know the truth about things, and history is not correct. History is written by the victors.
Yeah.
And the victors always write it in their favor. So I don't know. You're not even talking to us, Billy. Where are you going? He's leaving. He's like, screw you guys. I'm going.
I'm out of here. Yep.
I'm still here. I'm just listening. I had to walk outside. I had to grab another beer, and now I got to grab
a beer and have a smoke. Yeah,
I got to live that life too.
Where do you live in? You live near Macon?
Near Macon, yeah.
Yeah,
we're in Juliet.
So you're about an hour and a half away from me.
Yep.
Yeah, I told you it wasn't that far. Anyway, I think we should take a quick break and we'll be right back.
All right.
Welcome back.
All right. Welcome back. We're back. And what were we just talking about? You were going to, you started on a whole.
We're talking about the Titan. Going down the sea.
Okay. Somebody tell me the story first. I heard parts of it in the news, but I don't really know what happened. So
whoever. Okay. So this guy, he makes this submersible. He owns a company called Ocean Gate.
Okay.
And he makes this submersible, and it's supposed to be able to go down 4,000 feet to go see the Titanic.
Okay.
If you think that what is sunk there is the Titanic, because there's stories that it may not even be the Titanic. It could be the Olympian.
Really?
Yes. J.P. Morgan owned the Titanic, but he also owned the Olympiad and a couple other ships.
Yeah.
Well, the Olympiad had been in a couple of accidents already and was deemed not seaworthy. So they just changed the name on it to Titanic.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's all conspiracy shit. But I, you know what? These days, conspiracies have been true.
I tell you.
Yep.
The more absurd it seems, the more truth there seems to be in it.
So instead of you know, losing money on this ship that was no longer seaworthy, they send it out as the Titanic and it sinks. So they collect the money from it. Well, anyways, this Titan goes down, this submersible goes down, and they charge people $250,000 to go down in this thing. Four people were paid $250,000 each to go down to see the Titanic. And they had reserve air for, I don't, what was it, 20 hours?
Yeah.
Supposedly it was 96 hours.
96
hours. 96, holy crap.
But supposedly they went down, they lost contact with it on the same day that it started its voyage.
This is really sounding like somebody set this up to get rid of these people.
So there were two people on there from Pakistan. And the guy that was from Pakistan was the richest man in Pakistan.
Oh.
Who was also the chairman of the World Economic Forum.
And why would you put yourself in a position like that where somebody could take you out?
Because he was infatuated with the Titanic and he wanted to see it. Well, he got his son, 16-year-old son, I think it was, to go with him.
Oh.
And the son didn't want to go.
Oh.
But he felt obligated because it was Father's Day.
Yeah.
So he went down in this submersible with his father. And yeah, bye-bye.
Do they know why?
Why what?
Why it imploded.
Well, it was made out of carbon graphite.
So had it ever been down there before?
It had not that deep. It had done trials before, but not at that depth.
If that's the case, and you're going to charge somebody $250,000 to go down there, why wouldn't you test it prior?
The front port window was made out of a seven inch thick piece of plexiglass.
What?
That would flex under that pressure. Yeah. Supposedly, the thing was run with a Logitech PlayStation controller.
Are you fucking kidding me? What the hell? And $250,000, and that's what you come up with, a Logitech PlayStation controller?
Right. And you know the people on the Titanic, the rich people that were on the Titanic, they were all for the Federal Reserve, or the, what was it? The federal banking system.
Yeah.
And they died on the Titanic when it sank.
Yeah.
There was a whole reason that the thing sank. And J.P. Morgan was supposed to be on that ship.
Yeah.
And he withdrew his trip instead of going on it because he knew that it was not the Titanic.
That it was.
And that the ship was was going to sink, inevitably. Yeah. But yeah, J.P. Morgan is the same bank.
They should have made this into a movie.
J.P. Morgan is also known for funneling money from Jeffrey Epstein and his child sex trafficking and Biden's offshore shell accounts for laundering money from all these other countries. We have there's evidence of all this money coming into the Biden.
It's weird how every one of these stories that they're using to cover other shit up still link back to what's going on.
Right.
Somebody wants that story told. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they're not going to live long enough to tell it.
Why? Okay, tell me how a woman can be tried and imprisoned for sex trafficking when there's not even a list of people she sex trafficked to.
Yeah, you can't convict and try somebody for something when there's no victim.
So what was she convicted on? Sex trafficking, but who were her clients?
There's no victims. You can't convict somebody of a crime if there is no victim.
Right. You know, and you know, I've heard video clips. I've seen video clips of Barack Obama speaking publicly about not even being born in the United States and being born in Kenya. Yet he was the president.
Yeah, I know.
That's like the biggest sham on the whole United States ever.
I know. I saw that too.
And Michelle is Michael. Got a big old swinging cock.
I've heard that as well. I don't know if that's true, but I've heard it. Oh,
really? You ever seen pictures of her with her freaking dong hanging out through her dress? Come on now.
No.
Yeah. They're there.
Pictures like that are also easily photoshopped. So it's hard to.
Next time you see him live, just pay attention.
I have never seen him or her live. So that is my point. I don't know.
Have you ever seen pictures of Michelle Obama pregnant with her two girls? No.
And that's the one thing.
Men cannot get pregnant.
That is the one thing that would have put a kibosh on all that would be just to start showing her pregnancy pictures.
And they have none because she never was.
Well, they do have evidence that he sold himself in college to men.
There was this other guy, I saw a clip. This guy, it was a senator or something, and he would send Barack out to get crack. Barack gets back in the car. They smoke some crack. Dude performs sexual oral sex on Barack in the car. The next day, Barack shows up at his hotel room. They do some more crack. He performs fellatio again on Barack.
Yeah.
It's you know, it's all bullshit.
The whole damn thing is nothing but that. Anytime, I don't care who it is, the majority of people, anytime their power is thrust upon them, it will inevitably lead back to something sexual. Some kind of power over somebody, whether they're gay, straight, whatever they were to begin with. Whether, you know, they could be completely straight, but they're going to go after little 18 and 19 year old girls. And
no, they're going to go after 12, 10.
Well, maybe. Some of them may. Some of them may. I'm trying to give them
little boys
out. But most of them are not. It's like, how can that many people be that sexually screwed up?
Dude, our country is full of freaking unthinkables.
But how? Where did they all come from? What creates a sexual deviant except other sexual deviants?
Right.
And if that's the case, then we've got a bigger problem than we know of.
There's a new movie out. It's called Something Freedom. But it's based on the true sex trafficking crimes that are going on in the United States right now with real testimonies from people that lived through it.
Yeah.
Trying to, you know, get the voice out there that this is actually happening. Because people just want to think, oh, it's just bullshit. No, it's not bullshit. It's really happening.
Wow.
How many children are missing in our country today? Every day, children go missing. And where are they going? They're going into sex trafficking rings.
Maybe we should stop arresting people for marijuana possession and start arresting them for sexual trafficking. I don't give a shit if you can prove it or not. If you got any evidence at all, you find a way to make sure that you can prove it. Because if they're involved, they need to be locked up, regardless of what level they're involved in, because that is ridiculous. We have got to put a stop to that bullshit.
It's evil.
It's not just evil. It's going to end in a worse disaster than it is right now.
All right. Stuff well, like it's that. Said also that the elites, they stay young by taking this what's called adrenochrome.
What?
Adrenochrome is taken from babies from their spinal cords when they are severely frightened. So it heightens the fluid when they are in a
where did you hear this?
Oh, it's all over. Just look it up. Adrenochrome.
I have never heard of this.
Well, quit living in the garage, man.
I don't live in a garage. I'm in a different state every damn day of the week.
And that might be why you haven't heard of it.
I watch news. I watch everything. I look on the internet for everything, and I have never heard one thing about
it. It's all part of the Illuminati. You've heard of the Illuminati, right? That shit's real.
Yeah, well. I want a book. I want something showing me what it is, what it does, and what they do. But no, it's all just rumor and bullshit. I want real factual bullshit. You know,
Google it. Google it. You got Google on your shit.
Yeah, but whatever. I don't deny what you're saying. I'm just like, how are they so good at covering this shit up?
Same way they've covered everything up from the beginning of our United States.
Yeah, but how? Tell me how. If you know how they do it, tell me.
I don't know how, but they do it.
I mean, they're killing a lot of people that want to step forward.
Yeah,
exactly. How many? Hillary Clinton's got more friends than anybody that I know that has been killed. Or I mean, suicided.
But this is why no one believes this stuff, is because it's so far whacked.
It's not far whacked.
It is. I wouldn't behave that way. You wouldn't.
Well, no, we would not, because we're not in a place of power. We're not trying to keep our power. We're not trying to get more power.
It just.
The people with power are the wicked.
No, that's what I was saying before. If you give somebody power, it's going to corrupt them. You cannot give them unlimited power of any type of degree. They can't be the end all say all. They're always
Needs to be term limits in Congress and in the Senate.
And there always has to be someone else who has to agree. If that's because when you give someone ultimate power, corruption is inevitable.
You think Joe Biden is running this country?
No, I never thought that for one second.
He's a fucking puppet. It's not even Joe Biden.
That is why I don't get upset over Joe, because Joe ain't doing none of this shit. Joe ain't got no control at all.
Joe can't even wipe his own ass.
Yeah, it's it amazes me how day after day this shit goes on. And like me, I don't know a lot of this stuff because I intentionally don't pay attention to it because it pisses me off.
Well, I intentionally pay attention to it because it's gonna make a difference in our lives.
I am not
in the end.
I'll admit I'm not knowledgeable enough to really know what I'm looking at sometimes.
Yeah. When the shit hits the fan, it's gonna be because of all of that shit.
Yeah.
And that's why they don't want Donald Trump to be president, because he is trying to blow the lid off this shit. He wants to expose the people that are involved. And that's why they are trying so hard to keep him from being able to even run and imprison him, because he's got the information. He's got the dirt. And if he gets into office, he's got the power to fuck them all.
It's going to take more than one person.
With the right administration, that would be the right person.
And the problem with it being Donald Trump is he doesn't have a good reputation.
It doesn't matter if he's got a good reputation.
It does.
In
order to take down other corrupt criminal people like he's trying to take down,
he will be able to open up the investigation.
You have to be squeaky clean.
No, he is squeaky clean. That's why they can't convict him on anything, because he's done nothing wrong.
But they keep trying to find something to fuck him on, and they can't, because the guy comes out clean as a whistle because he's done nothing wrong.
He opens his mouth all the time.
And that's fine.
And he misspeaks all the time.
Legally, he's done nothing wrong.
He has done something wrong.
What?
He let them get to him. He misspoke so many times back in anger, and they used that against him. Had he been the calm, cool, collected person and stayed that way, they would have never had anything to use against him.
Okay, so he opened his mouth, but did you like your lower taxes? Did you like your lower gas prices?
I'm not against him. You don't have to convince me. I'm with you. All I'm saying is
he
screwed himself with his mouth.
And that's fine. You don't have to like what he says, but you know what? He's the only one that can turn this fucking.
I'm not saying I didn't like what he said. I'm just saying he screwed himself with his mouth.
And that's fine. You don't have to like what he says.
I may like everything he says, but it's going to piss somebody off.
Let it piss them off, because the ones that get pissed off are the ones that are being the corrupt.
And the ones
that are getting pissed off. They're the ones that are trying to imprison him, because they know that if he gets into office, he is going to expose them.
But there are also the ones that have the power to do that. And that's the problem.
At this moment, yes, at this moment.
I hope it goes the way.
Did you not see the Mueller or the report back from the fucking special counsel that on the Russian investigation, it was all a fucking lie?
Oh, I knew that. Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah. I hope he gets his just.
He is leading everybody in the polls. DeSantis is down here. The
things he wants to do, and people really listen and hear it. But I don't see it happening.
Donald Trump is leading the polls. So,
Does it matter? He was leading
the polls. Well, at this point, no, because they obviously still won
the polls when Biden so-called won.
So-called. No, they stole that motherfucker. They cheated.
Like I just said, so-called. So he's leading the polls now. It doesn't matter. That's exactly what will happen. The door will just be squeaking closed in his face because they don't care. They will do what they can to keep him out of the White House.
And why will they do that?
Because he's right.
Yes, he is.
Well, Billy, I want to thank you for being on, because we can go on listening. All day. We can go on all day talking about this kind of crap. But I think we're going to call it good for today. And until next time, think big.
Think loud.